CrossFit School Sweat Podcast, episode 16. I am recording this at 5:31 p.m. on Tuesday, July 30th. Why am I recording at 5:30 on a Tuesday? Because nobody came to class at this time. That's right. Our 5 o'clock class, which has been the staple for all these years, is totally empty. That's the way it goes in the summertime. People are taking vacations, they're adjusting their schedules for days off and things like that. And that's totally fine because we did have some 5 o'clock regulars show up today. They just came at a different time because they're doing what they have to do to get their workout in, but still accommodating their summertime schedule. Let me tell you, I can't wait for summertime to be over and we get back to the regular flow. Because what I like is having all of our classes have a good variety of people in them. And our 6 a.m. class has picked up some great momentum over this past month or so. That's awesome. 7 o'clock has picked up a lot of momentum because some of the regular people have altered their schedule during the summertime to go to that earlier morning class. And the 6 o'clock class is steady, and the 5 o'clock class is the one that's kind of dipped off a little bit. But I have no doubt that as soon as we get back into the regular flow, school's back in session, people are done with vacations, we're going to have classes pumping all day long, 5 days a week. With that said, I wanted to tell you, if you haven't met her yet, Shawn is our newest member. She's normally coming in at 6 a.m., so if you see her, make sure you welcome her to the gym. And then Claire has been coming back. She's been struggling with adjusting her work schedule, working full-time now during the summer, but she's been back. So it's good to have Claire back in the mix. And then Bill Hillis has also been very steady coming in the mornings over the last 6 weeks or so. And also Ryan has been very steady since he showed up. Unfortunately, Ryan will probably be moving, so won't be having him for very much longer. But if you see him, make sure you point out to him how good he's doing because he's made some great improvements. Everybody else, I appreciate all of you for sticking with CrossFit School of Sweat. I promise to keep doing my best to provide the best service for you. Have multiple equipment options, as many as we can possibly handle without taking up too much of our valued space, and also learning more to be a better coach. And I appreciate all of you. Just wanted to send this out to say can't wait to get back in the regular schedule of the flow and get Cynthia back in here. She's always flying all over the world. Get Karen back in here. She's on another vacation. It's like her 5th one this summer. But looking forward to getting back on the regular flow. CrossFit Games start up this weekend. Should be you can live stream it, I think, at games.crossfit.com if you want to check out what the pros do. No, I don't expect any of us to be like them, but it's pretty phenomenal to see what can be done. And also on TV, I think they recap every day in the evening at cbssports.com or CBS Sports, whatever channel you happen to get that on your TV service. So check that out over the weekend. I think it starts on Thursday night. Thursday through Sunday is the CrossFit Games. Other than that, we'll see you in the gym.